Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 342 marks the 7th of December of the year 2020. On this date in history, in 1787, Delaware was the first state to ratify the US Constitution, thus establishing itself as the place you go first to sign off on incorporating anything. That's just a little joke for my corporations law nerds there. In 1907, Eugene Corrie became the first referee in a boxing ring on this date, resulting in a draw when both boxers decided to beat the shit out of him instead of each other. And in 1965, Pope Paul VI and the Orthodox Patriarch Athenagoras Orthodox Patriarch Athenagoras I simultaneously lifted mutual excommunications that had led to the split of the two churches in 1054. It had taken 910 years of them both saying, "No, you lift it first. No, you lift it first." Your guest today on the podcast is unsuccessful children's party Neil Gaiman impersonator and very successful Neil Gaiman ghostwriter Neil Gaiman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I have to say that there was just part of me, the most avant-garde part of me, that was hoping that the entire show would just turn into you repeating the word Athenagoras with different pronunciations and stresses on different syllables, sort of like a Philip Glass kind of experience, and we'd just sort of sit here, and after a while, I would start chiming in, Athenagoras, Athenagoras, and we could, it would just become this thing. Oh. People would talk about it for years to come.
Normally my loyal hench thug, Ped Hunter, would cut that out, but now we have to leave it in. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in dragon news with you as our correspondent, Neil. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, outrage among idiots after a number of airlines have said they will make pre-flight COVID vaccinations compulsory when available. It has prompted a surge in the burgeoning Zeppelin market, where ZipRecruiter, the largest Zeppelin conglomerate, has said they will welcome people of all vaccination statuses aboard their floating death traps with their new motto, "Zeppelins, safety has never been our selling point." Purely hypothetically, do you think a Zeppelin would be a feasible way to get out of the biodome that is Hadrian's Wall 2.0, currently enclosing you in the independent Free State of Scotland?
Were it merely a wall, obviously, you just get in your Zeppelin, you float across it. Unfortunately, it is a dome. Mm. It is a biodome. It's a proper dome, the kind that they have in Stephen King novels and in that Simpsons movie. And as such, you know, nothing gets in, nothing gets out. Quite how we're talking, I'm not sure. Probably, you know, carrier pigeon. But, you know, even the Zeppelins can't get in. Occasionally you watch, you look up and you go, oh, look, there's a Zeppelin thudding against the dome. And, you know, you wave and then there's a thump and then it floats off again as it fails to land here in Scotland.
And in New Zealand news, the octopus people of New Zealand have expanded the reach of Tentacle Time, the hour of television that happens at 6 p.m. on all terrestrial channels and which nobody viewing can ever remember, with a new social media platform which is said to be a competitor to TikTok. Like TikTok, it will steal all of your data and use it for the potentially unscrupulous purposes of a nation state. But unlike TikTok, its algorithm will guide you through increasingly shorter videos that you can't remember until it's just a constant stream of audio and visual white noise that'll make you do things you can't forget. Will you be signing up on the new platform?
Oh, I already have. What are we talking about?
And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because until the revolution, this is the only game in town. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hear the page and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling, yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain, where he can get half a glass of water at any time of night or day. What a lucky man.
That was very festive.
Yeah, 'tis the season.
That was fabulously festive. I like that bit about the only game in town.
And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde.
Yes!
13th in Lagarde's Regency Christmas Alien Vampire series, The Call of the Christmas Supernova is a historical romance with a supernatural twist. Set in the wet streets of an almost Regency London, The Call of the Christmas Supernova is a heartwarming tale of a grinchy vampire alien prince and the sassy yet vulnerable duchess who heals his horrible heart. Stranded in Regency London after the crash of his interstellar vampire ship and the destruction of all his people in the recent supernova wars, Lothian assumes the identity of a man about town and goes around all the gambling clubs playing faro and resisting the urge to drink the blood of his colleagues. When he rescues a genteel young man in distress, he succumbs to the flashing passion in the man's unlikely violet eyes and rescues him away to his country villa. Claridia is an orphaned duchess, escaping the tyrannical rule of her horrible trustees who wish only to marry her to the worst possible man, Earl Witherington, a smelly rake with gout and perversions. She disguises herself as a man in order to win herself back at cards from Witherington, but when she is challenged to a gun duel by Witherington, she is only too grateful to accept the help of this mysteriously sharp-toothed gentleman. Trapped by pre-Christmas snows in Lothian's luxurious villa, she begins to uncover his space secrets as he begins to awaken her secret sexiness. When she loses her shirt in a mistletoe accident, revealing her creamy breasts.
It's happened to us all.
Revealing her creamy breasts, Lothian must nobly kiss her according to ancient custom without revealing his massive erection. But he is tormented by his dark secret. If he engages in full penetration, penis in vagina lovemaking to anyone, he must immediately eat them. Unless it's his one true love and on Christmas, which among his alien vampire people is a special day also. But if he doesn't make love on Christmas, he will die. Will Claridia be able to win the esteem of this passionate prince before the clock strikes midnight on Christmas Eve? Yes. But find out how in The Call of the Christmas Supernova, available in all gift-wrapping counters and pop-up dollar store festive decor outlets.
I wish we still had books here in Scotland. just hearing you describe one, I'm like, oh, books, they were so good.
And are you a Dancy Lagarde fan?
You know, I hear about them from you, but obviously we can't get them through the dome, through the biodome. So we, you know, we treasure the plots that you... These plot summaries. But, you know, we read all the books now. So there's a lot of just sort of, you know, people hanging around Ian Rankin's house saying, just tell us another one quickly. And he doesn't.
Hold up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, Dragon News. Neil, it was only a day or so ago that we saw the finale of the ideological Thunderdome. Were-Dragon, now twice bitten Were-Dragon, Boris Johnson against the Welsh Dragon. Can you tell us what happened?
It was frankly a nightmare. And I say it was a nightmare in a very, very real sense, because the Boris came out and then the Welsh Dragon came out, and then dangling above them was Piers Morgan from hanging from a rope, holding a traditional old-fashioned microphone to give us a blow-by-blow, bite-by-bite, snap-by-snap, flame-by-flame dragon battle account. And then it all went horribly wrong. You know, I will never forget, frankly, the sight of Piers Morgan, tiny little blood-covered Piers Morgan, straddling that Boris Johnson creature, screaming, "Take it, you bitch, take it." And on national television with that poor Welsh dragon just looking at the two of them in horror and shock, and I think quite rightly just refusing to be part of a spectacle like that. Nobody expected it.
No, I certainly didn't expect it. None of the pundits anticipated it. Everyone lost money in the gambling.
I think Piers may be pregnant. And it's just monstrous, frankly. Also, you know, the bookies were cleaned out because nobody was betting on that.
No one could have anticipated that, except one man who's rumoured to be real-life entrepreneur and sinister billionaire Josh Gondelman. Did you hear that rumour?
I didn't, but we don't really get, you know, like traditional news sources up here on the other side of Hadrian's Biodome. So Gondelman, this is the sinister billionaire.
Yes.
As opposed to all the other non-sinister billionaires.
Well, I feel sinister is different from outright evil. You always feel like Gondelman's heart is in the right place. And by heart, I mean one of his many, many hearts that he's constantly building and inserting into himself.
I have to know, what were the odds of Welsh Dragon walking away bemused and upset whilst Piers Morgan and Boris Johnson in Were-Dragon form have monstrous public displays of affection?
I think they were something in the order of a bajillion to one, which is a lot.
So, I mean, he would only have had to put down like 1 euro to become a bajillionaire.
Yes. And in fact, now he has almost all the money in the world, proportionately speaking. Everyone else is now extremely poor, if we think about comparative wealth rather than absolute wealth.
Well, once he's got it all, do we start a new game? And he just, you know, we redistribute it again and start rolling the dice.
I mean, we could try that. I feel like that would be a good game to try. Although, of course, I don't want to be seen advocating for a violent overthrow of the rich. I'm not saying eat the rich. I'm just saying there are a lot of vegans in Hollywood. And if you look at Gwyneth Paltrow and think grass-fed, I'm not going to stop you.
I've never looked at Gwyneth Paltrow and thought grass-fed.
Well, do you think that the pundits who were betting on the return of King Arthur will be disappointed?
Well, it you know, there is the whole tradition of the sleeper under the hill who will return to the country in its time of greatest need. And, you know, weirdly enough, pretty much every country has one. So, I mean, obviously in England you do have King Arthur, but you've got, you know, you've got Frederick the Great, you've got Barbarossa, you've got all of these, you know, every country has one. All I'm not saying that we're likely to have them all return by Christmas, but sounds of underground snoring and the kind of underground noises people make when they're in huge underground caverns and are starting to wake up, you know, the occasional awkward underground fart and stuff. These things have been heard all around the world. So I think it's probably not just going to be King Arthur. I think it's everybody.
Well, watch your toes, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. That is all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Thomas saying, "Hello, Alice and guest." That's you today, Neil.
Oh, good.
"You've noted that the glitch in the space-time continuum is how you can share with us episodes of The Last Post. Well, are you profiting from them? Are you sharing your profits with the Alice Fraser in that dimension? Yours with this stupid question, Thomas." Okay, first of all, Thomas, this is clearly a misdirected email, right? You've sent it, intending to send it to the Alice Fraser in the other dimension, and then you've awkwardly, accidentally sent it to me, implying that the Alice Fraser in the other dimension is ripping me off. Neil, do you have anything to say to Thomas before I hoe in?
Frankly, I've met the Alice Fraser in that other dimension due to a small accident with a mirror universe and inconvenient goatee. Some years ago.
Wait, did she have the goatee or did you?
I can't tell you. It was a horrible goatee accident. Let's just say the only real survivor of the awful transporter accident once we had returned to our own dimensions was the goatee, which I believe is currently, you know, floating around looking for somebody to land on. But I've met that Alice Fraser, and she is nightmarishly rich. I mean, there are billionaires who look at that Alice Fraser and just go, I want to be like her. I want to be on one of those yachts that's so big it has another yacht on it. So I think she's doing fine from the profits of, you know, one tiny podcast that nobody listens to. I think she's cleaning up.
Well, Thomas, I'm afraid that even if there was some sort of copyright infringement here, the interdimensional treaties haven't yet been worked out, although copyright is a human right, as my father would tell you increasingly. Thank you so much for sending us this incredibly stupid letter. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year. And a big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than a month to go until the end of the year, do share us with your friends and social media friends, which aren't your friends, they're just your pretend friends. Your guest today on the podcast was Neil Gaiman. Neil, have you got anything to plug?
Well, there's the Neil Gaiman Reader, which is an incredibly heavy book, which is designed to be given to other people for Christmas. Nobody ever has to pick it up. It's 750 pages, but it looks really good on coffee tables. And once you own it, by a kind of osmosis, you now have read me. So when people say Neil Gaiman, you're like, yeah, you know everything because you own the Neil Gaiman Reader. You don't have to read it. You just have to osmotically own it.
I approve of large books because they function both as things to read and then as weapons in the soon-to-apocalypse.
Well, that's why we made it so big. You know, I said we need something. If I'm going to get out of Summer Isle, where I'm currently living, before they ignite the large wicker author, it turns out they built on the hill, then I'm going to need some kind of weapon. And frankly, it's a very big, very heavy book and a couple of Picts who have rocks who are coming with me.
You've also got a children's book out.
I do. It's called Pirate Stew. And it's a very, very serious cookbook that will teach small children how to make pirate stew and thus become pirates. And it also contains instructions for how to piratically rob a donut shop and how to transform your parents into pirates. And it rhymes. All of the words in it rhyme.
I mean...
And we don't charge more because they rhyme. We just charge you like as if they were just regular words with regular Chris Riddell illustrations.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. We have t-shirts available on the website, including defunct, now defunct campaign shirts for Bob the Sentient Trash Island and his vice presidential candidate, Dwayne the Rock Johnson, and Half a Glass of Water t-shirt. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, Edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Athenagoras.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.